Mystical prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. Mind you, God may be the main speaker, not usually with words, but with what gives rise to words, yet is itself beyond language. God's unseen presence, spirit, and person. The invisible God may breathe God's being onto us, as did the resurrected Jesus when he breathed his spirit on his disciples, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Though Jesus said words while breathing on them, what mattered was that breath, that spirit, the otherness of that person. Just so in mystical prayer, even though you cannot see God as the disciples saw Jesus, what matters is the sensed spirit, the person of God, again, greater than any words, though God may use words, as God has whispered to persons across the millennia, including even me. In this context, I have written to God. What you gave me was yourself, not truths, rites, or rituals. No laws or rules or regulations came along with your coming. You presented only yourself to me, as if to say, "Here I am. I am who I am. I will be to you what I will be." You are quite the greatest gift of all, the gift which cannot be anticipated, prepared for, deserved. Your nearness alone set me free. Your nearness alone imparted the truth that satisfies. What you gave me was yourself. The best came first, setting in motion the rest of my life. You are the measure of my days, the grounding of my desires, the horizons of my tomorrows. In giving yourself to me, you gave me heaven right away, from the beginning, with you. I'm already where I'm going. The single response God seeks to God's silent self-giving to you is your self-giving back to God, which will establish the holy arc of common life. Meditate on this pure mutuality. Cleave to me, Lord, in my cleaving to you. Rest upon my soul as I rest upon your spirit. Though you are infinitely greater than I, make a home in my heart, a little oasis of love for you. I can offer you nothing other than myself, and seek nothing from you other than yourself. Let there be pure mutuality between us, simply being to being. If that is not heaven, nothing else could be.